This is John. He often drives while impaired. This time, he got caught. He refuses the breathalyzer before he's arrested, hoping it'll help in court. And it works. Without the critical blood alcohol test as evidence, John's case is dismissed, though his license is suspended for refusing the breathalyzer. A few months later, he heads out with friends. After several drinks, John tries to drive home. He stopped, refuses the breathalyzer again, and is arrested a second time. Since it was dismissed, John's prior case doesn't register when he returns to court. Based on the evidence at hand, the judge allows him to plead down to reckless driving with mandated counseling. And John's back on the road with another suspended license, but no DUI on his record. He tells himself this is the last time. But 2 months later, John has a bad week. So he skips his counseling session and spends all day drinking at home. He goes out for some food, but is stopped and arrested for DUI after swerving on the road. This time, he's found guilty. His license is suspended for another year. He's fined $500, and he's told to use an ignition interlock, a breathalyzer system which only allows his car to start if he's sober. Finally, he's been stopped. Only, John never installs the sober driving device. And since DUI doesn't result in probation in John's state, no one checks up on him. His old habits return. Until finally, he makes a mistake that can't be undone. And now, the prosecution, the distraught family, and even John himself are asking, why was this man still behind the wheel? There's no simple answer, and John's case is more common than you might think. To understand repeat DUI offenders, we need to look beyond drunk driving behavior and study the whole story to see where the offender can fall through the cracks in the system. Repeat impaired driving can only be addressed by a careful combination of strong laws, consistent enforcement, and behavioral treatment. It's a long road of collaboration between judges, lawyers, police officers, counselors, and offenders themselves. With a view of the whole picture, we can look back and find the best opportunities to change the repeat offender's story and make tomorrow safer than today. That's a destination everyone can agree on.